213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous ce soir, le Black Pest Lay sur 213 Rock. Nous avons deux artistes du groupe, en tout cas en direct ce soir, c'est cool. On a Stefan Blomqvist notamment. Hi Stefan, nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, great, and you?
Yes, good. Thanks for having us.
Okay, and Franco Santonione. Bonsoir, monsieur. Hi, Franco. What's up? How you doing?
Hi there. I'm fine. Thank you very much for having us on this show. We appreciate it really much.
Okay. Donc, en direct avec nous, le groupe Black Pelsey, c'est-à-dire chant et guitare pour Stefan Blomqvist et le guitare et producteur en même temps, Franco Santonione, ce soir. Welcome tonight on 213 Rock, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, France, and thank you for accepting my interview request. Yes. So, alors, le groupe de hard rock suédois Black Pest Lay sortira son nouvel album le 11 décembre prochain qui s'intitulera Rambler. À ce jour, le groupe a proposé deux singles, Without Us et Higher Love. D'ailleurs, ce second titre est disponible uniquement sur Spotify. So guys, in three years ago, in 2017, you released your first album, Late Bloomer, followed by Perennials in September 2018. What memories do you keep of this album, Stefan?
Well, it was a good journey. You know, we started off quite late, hence the name of the first album, you know, Late Bloomer. But it has been a fantastic project. You know, it was a spin-off of an old cover band that we had for many years. But then we decided to write our own songs and started to release them, and it started off in a very, you know, small scale, but it has been growing, you know, very, very quickly, and then this year we recorded the third album together with Franco, who joined in on the new lineup. So but the memories from the first albums were, you know, it was exciting and a good journey so far. And a fantastic opportunity to be able to release your own music like that.
Effectivement, en 2017 sortait le premier album Late Bloomer, suivi de très très près en septembre 2018 du second album Perennials notamment. Quelle mémoire en garde-t-il? Eh ben, il en garde. Stéphane en garde une excellente mémoire en tout cas. C'était une bonne vibe, un bon voyage comme il le dit, Good Journey notamment. Et puis c'était fantastique. Et puis le groupe a évolué vraiment vraiment assez vite, notamment d'ailleurs. La question qui va suivre, elle est toute simple. Stefan, to get to you know better, Black Pelsey have since the beginning reached more than 5 million listening on streaming service worldwide. It's crazy.
It is, and we're so happy about it. And you know, we're still an independent band. We're not backed by any of the big, you know, record labels. So with that in mind, it's an even bigger, you know, surprise. But we had a couple of songs that really hit it well. You know, we had the opening song from Late Bloom called Run, Run, Run. Was very popular, and it also brought in listeners from all over the world. So not from France, which we are very, very proud and glad of course.
Effectivement, notamment le groupe dès le départ, sur les deux premiers albums déjà, on met 5 millions d'écoutes, notamment à travers tout le service, tout le système en tout cas de d'écoute sur les plateformes. C'est vraiment bien pour les deux premiers albums en tout cas. C'est avec des singles Run, 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 etc. Ouais, effectivement, c'est connu, ça, c'est bien connu en tout cas par les spécialistes. Et je sais qu'il y a certains en France, spécialistes notamment en termes de chroniques, etc., qui ont très très bien chroniqué ce disque. disent qu'ils sont même totalement fans. On les salue au passage s'ils nous écoutent. C'est vraiment bien. C'est un très bon groupe aussi que j'ai découvert il y a très peu. Donc je tiens à le préciser. Et en même temps, donc 5 millions d'écoutes comme ça, c'est pas rien. C'est vraiment du très très bon boulot. Franck, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Frank Stefan, November 8th, you released Without Us, the first single of the new album Rambler, which will be released on December 11th. Okay, it's a very rock track. The first single, Without Us. Boom. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. Yes. Are you?
No.
Are you gonna?
Yeah. I said.
Are you? Excuse me, but are you going to play the song or that's we didn't understand the question.
No, this is the question. I said you the band released Without Us, the first single of the new album coming out next week on December 11th. I said the song is very rock track.
Yes, it is. It captures also the old Black Paisley environment, to this track we have added a lot of guitars that we have well, I don't know how to say it. It has been, we have developed the sound with more guitar tracks, and we want to play it more heavily. I think it's a good, very good song that captures the old and the new Black Paisley. Won't you agree, Stefan?
Yeah, I think it was a good bridge, you know, maintaining a lot of the style of the first two albums, but adding a little bit more energy and as Franco said, the big shift for the third record was that we don't have any keyboards anymore, so we put on more guitar tracks and I think that gave it a little bit more of a kick and a little bit more of energy. And we're really proud of the song. Yeah, I think you know it's a good sing along chorus, and I think I think hopefully you will get a little bit energized by it.
Ouais, effectivement, donc le 8 novembre est sorti le premier single Without Us, donc premier single du prochain album qui verra le jour donc le 11 décembre prochain, c'est-à-dire dans très exactement 10 jours. L'album s'appellera Rambler. Alors oui, c'est un titre très rock, oui, c'est un titre où il y a beaucoup de guitare effectivement, très très quasiment pas du tout de clavier, et surtout ils ont essayé de capturer l'ancien et le Frank dit que ils ont essayé de garder l'ancien son entre guillemets, l'ancien côté émotionnel du groupe avec le nouveau, avec celui d'aujourd'hui, et voici donc le titre Without Us représente bien cela quoi. And Stefan, with the following lyrics, where is the world, where is the world I know and believe in every time you smile, do you feel we are losing a bit of our world every day?
I think, you know, we spoke about it briefly before the interview, but I think, you know, in hindsight, I think the lyrics kind of captures a little bit of what we have the situation today. But it wasn't meant like that. It was more meant like, you know, more of a basic love song in that sense. But in hindsight, it fits well with some of the situations we're in today, right?
Effectivement, ça, c'est un titre qui ressemble beaucoup à la situation que l'on vit aujourd'hui. Est-ce qu'on en perd un peu de nous-mêmes? Enfin, un peu de nous-mêmes, oui, effectivement, chaque jour. Oui, enfin, certainement. On en discutait effectivement un tout petit peu hors antenne. En ce moment, il y a beaucoup, beaucoup de problèmes dans les sociétés dans lesquelles on vit. Hein. Il y a les problèmes de problèmes économiques, problèmes de santé, problèmes de si quelques suicides en ce moment. C'est assez difficile, hein. Frank, I said, do you feel we are losing a bit of our world every day?
Well, not really. I hope that we have some kind of a renewal down the line somewhere. You have to be optimistic about different situation, and different situations can always lead to other good situations. So hopefully we will do our best and get this album out and, well, really, really enjoying the music in these hard times.
Mmh. Effectivement, quoi, pour passer ce cap-là, bon, à la limite, ils proposent d'écouter de la musique, et oui, donc il faut passer ce cap, il faut de la bonne musique, effectivement, ça va aider, donc il faut tenir le coup, et on espère que toute cette histoire va se terminer dans très peu de temps, parce que je pense qu'il y en a vraiment marre, quoi, effectivement, quoi. So, guys, now I want to talk about the second single, Higher Love. Mm? Oh, you know what?
Okay.
I love it. I really love it.
Thank you.
I will tell you. Stefan, I will tell you why. I was amazed by your voice. I recognize a lot of things. I think you will be very surprised. Yes.
Okay.
Your way of singing these tracks remind me a lot of great voice of funky soul music of early 80s. Such as James D.T. Taylor from Kool and the Gang, or George Benson, or Maurice White from Earth, Wind and Fire. Do you remember that singers?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's the same sensibility. I really like the way of you approach this track.
I'm very glad to hear that. I think that track, kind of, you know, the voice and the lyrics are mixed in a way also that we wanted to capture that, you know, 70s, 80s feeling. Obviously, we grew up with these kinds of bands that you're talking about here, and perhaps also a little bit of the harder ones like the Whitesnake and the Bad Companies. You know, these are the idols that I have, and I think have kind of formed the sound of the singing here. But I'm really glad you like the track. I think it's the track where the vocal has the most central part on the record. And we wanted to capture a lot of that feeling that you described there. So appreciate that.
Yeah, I think for me it's very important. The first time when I listen to this track, I say, "Wow, what a sound! What the voice! It reminds me some great singer from another style of kind of music, but great, but really, really huge." I think it's the same sensibility for me. Same emotion. It was wow! Oh my God! It's absolutely great. I love it. Yeah,
I appreciate that, and we also had a good help on the album from Martin Carlegård, who has been the co-producer, and we worked a little with the vocals on this album, and also with the choruses as you hear, you know, along the tracks that we have a lot of choruses coming in, which Martin and myself and Franco did. So we spend more time on the vocals overall on the album. So that's what shines through here.
Alors effectivement dans le second single, donc qui est disponible uniquement sur Spotify, Higher Love, j'ai beaucoup aimé la voix, la manière dont la technique utilisée pour chanter, qui m'a rappelé des grands chanteurs, notamment dans un titre tout à fait différent qui était le funky music, soul music, notamment James D.T. Taylor, le fameux chanteur des Kool and the Gang, ainsi que George Benson et Maurice White, Earth, Wind and Fire. C'était la même sensibilité, un peu black music comme ça, et la manière dont il a attaqué ce titre, il l'approche, ça m'a rappelé exactement la même vibe, quoi. C'est très beau et c'est très difficile à obtenir ce son, et il a vraiment réussi sur ce titre. D'ailleurs, on l'écoutera juste après l'interview, notamment, quoi. And Franco, you joined the band,
yeah,
and you work on a production of this album, 8 tracks. Wow, I think
yes.
you didn't have the time to blow between production and and the writing of tracks.
Well, actually, I had a clear, very clear vision when I first met Stefan, hearing the old Black Paisley music. And including that vision is that we were going to get Stefan's singing to a higher level. Or a higher love, as you and I think we succeeded that really pretty much during all these 8 songs that we deliver on Rambler. So produce wise, I had, as Stefan told us, the Martin Carlegård. He has also been working with. Do you know a song called "My Revolution"?
My Revolution from who? No.
Jennifer.
No.
No. Okay. Then I won't say anything.
Okay.
I just want to tell you a story about my revolution. But if you don't know it, it's inconvenient. We don't need to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I told you before, I think the production with the people that we have worked with have helped us a lot, and contributed with different sounds and ideas during along the recording of Rambler. I think. Well, it's a pretty good rock classic rock album.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but classic rock album, but production. I think there were 10 tons of work to do for you.
What do you mean 10 times work to do?
A lot of day job.
We did that during the summer, if that's what you mean.
I mean a lot of day job, because writing the song,
no,
playing
no,
guitar,
no.
Recording, and production? Wow.
Okay, we did this. Well, I just had some vacation, and during that vacation, we did this album, and we did a lot of jobs in the evenings, because I have a regular job which I work with daily,
mm-hmm.
and during the evening, I work with this.
Okay. Ok. Effectivement, alors, en parallèle à son travail, il a quand même, écoutez bien, il a quand même eu la composition de 8 titres, il a quand même eu la production de l'album, il a fallu aussi l'enregistrer, etc. Oui que ça fait beaucoup, ça fait vraiment beaucoup de travail, mais ils ont assuré, en tout cas, déjà, vous avez déjà pu entendre un titre, on va en avoir un deuxième dans très très peu de temps, juste après l'interview, quoi. And, what about, the artwork? The artwork is beautiful. The artwork is very beautiful.
Stefan, do you comment that?
Yeah, we talk about the artwork. I think it's part of Paisley packaging. We've been working with the same type of style for our albums. You know, trying to make the listeners recognize us. On the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So this album, The Rambler, is obviously a skeleton that is growing. It's been an evolution for the band. On the first two albums, we had first a short, very very young flower coming out of a skull, and the second album we had a baby skull growing up, and now it's a rambler,
mm-hmm.
a rambling rose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's partly because we want to describe the evolution of the band, and that we want to develop, the sound and the songs, and also that people should recognize, wow, that's a Paisley album,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. they should recognize the theme, and we had good help of an artist called Tan Bead that helped us with the artwork for this album.
Effectivement, la pochette, elle est vraiment très jolie. C'est une excellente idée, notamment. Alors, faut bien la comprendre. Heureusement qu'il l'explique. Elle permet aussi de comprendre aussi qu'il y a quelques connotations concernant l'évolution du groupe. Elle est basée notamment sur un squelette et argenté, doré, argenté, avec des roses noires et une seule rose, plutôt mauve sur le côté droit. L'album, donc, je rappelle, il s'appellera donc Rambler. Il sortira le 11 décembre. Le groupe, c'est Black Paisley, notamment en direct avec nous, Stéphane et Franco en direct avec nous ce soir, donc sur Mini Times, le Classic Rock Radio, émission 213 Rock. Guys, do you like the idea of a streaming show for your fans?
We've been talking about it. We see a lot of our colleagues doing it, and from the start we said that, let's wait until things clear up. So we haven't planned anything. I think we could say, Franco, that we're still thinking about it, but we haven't planned it.
We
have been visiting some of our good friends who have their streaming shows, and it works all right. It's obviously not the same thing as seeing people live. So I think for the time being, we probably rehearse and prepare until the dust settles and we could meet in person. Hopefully, see you guys also.
Okay, Frank, and what's your opinion about?
Well. I think the streaming sites are really good because they have a purpose, and we can let people hear what other people are talking about and all that. But in the end, I would love to tour again in France, all the festivals and doing that, because then you know that you can reach out the people that, or your fans that really wants to see you as well.
Effectivement, donc l'idée du streaming show, bah, leur plaît, hein, notamment à Stéphane et à Franco. Ouais, pourquoi pas, effectivement. Donc ça permet aussi. Donc il faut aussi quand même retravailler les titres, il faut aussi répéter, etc. Mais l'idée elle est bonne. Ouais, je pense qu'ils vont y penser quoi. And just before the end, please, guys, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
I think shoot, Stéphane. Yeah. No, I think again, thanks for having us. It's been great, talking to you, and hopefully you will like the new album. It's out on the 11th here on all streaming platforms, and you could also buy the CDs if you want to on the web shop on blackpaster.com. So it's all available there, and hopefully when the dust settles, we will be able to meet you in person and play the songs live for you. That's what we dream for right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Franco.
I will also add if we have you can sign up on Black Paisley's home site for a newsletter, so what we are up to, and. Go into the web shop and buy the CD, because that is, you can do it from our website. And also, I would like to thank you for having us on this show. And hopefully we'll see each other pretty soon after this pandemic is over.
Ouais, alors effectivement, donc oui, on espère bientôt les voir, peut-être un jour en concert, ça c'est évidemment. Je rappelle aussi que il y a un nombre limité de 100 copies, de 100 spéciales éditions, donc qui sont disponibles auprès donc de la page Facebook du groupe ou alors auprès de leur website. Vous pouvez les contacter, vous pouvez vous procurer l'album à partir de la semaine prochaine notamment. Donc je rappelle, l'album s'appellera Rambler, il sortira le 11 décembre. Voici le track listing: Damned, Without Us, Higher Love, Save the Best, Timeless Child, Take Me to the River, Falling, The Ballad of Mary Gore or Gary Moore, right? And Give It Up. Merci beaucoup, messieurs. Thank you very much for the interview, okay?
Thank you very much
for having us.
Yes, merci beaucoup en tout cas. Tout de suite, en musique sur 213 Rock, le Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, voici le second single, Higher Love. C'est sur 213 Rock, le Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio.
Drowning through the nightlife, try to make it on my own. Still remember this day like yesterday, when I made it back alone. It's like
les Black, Pathly sur 213 Rock, le Higher Love sur 213 Rock, le Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Allez, on rajoute encore, on va finir à 21h15. Allez, encore 15 bonnes minutes de musique. Continuons avec le Pyramaz, Your Last Call, 213 Rock, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio.